When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, a stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty good, Spike Lee. Jackie Baseball, hang in there, big dog. It'll come. One day, don't worry, it will come. Mm. Holla at your boy.
Not even getting a meeting with Soto?
Yeah, we got some bad news at the Sacrifice for Soto report later.
Well, I tell you what. Don't think we're gonna name it number two Juan.
Yeah. Signs are pointing to I can get a tattoo of whatever I want.
Are you saying I can switch over to a mustard sandwich now?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I don't know. You might not have to worry about the mayonnaise sandwich. At least we got a week or two out of Sacrifice for Soto, right? So a big show as always. Big guy returns tonight, Mr. Joel Embiid. Of course, we'll talk about it. Season starts tonight.
Season officially starts tonight.
I don't care.
Elliot will join us for don't dug me on I don't care with the Joel return. Elliot joins us for Tuesdays with Elliot at 3 o'clock, of course. Jason Wirth will join us at 4:30. Former, obviously, won a World Series here, but former teammate of Bryce, former teammate of Trey.
Forget about all that. He's a great horse owner.
He's a horse guy now.
Huge horseman.
Just an enormous horseman. We want to talk about the breeding. And how that
all
works.
About that process. Yeah. How that works.
It's called a big dose of D.
Rod, I need you to listen as we ask Jason Wirth about the breeding procedures, about what is okay. And then Scoops Caney, Devin Caney, will join us at 5:30. She will join us from the
Scoops!
Wells Fargo Center. She will be there for Joel's return.
I like that name. I like Scoops.
I like Caney. Scoops. I
mean, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yes, it does.
Scoops Caney.
And she was at Shoot Around with Joel and PG, all that kind of stuff. So,
yes.
And she's going to sing with us for 5:30 Creed
it's
as
a
well.
Must.
Yes.
Well, she better.
Yes. Well,
slow down in there.
We've warned her.
Dog.
We've warned
Hi,
her.
This is the news.
Come on, man.
Welcome. If you're
welcome.
Yeah.
This is not a threat. If she doesn't sing 5:30 Creed.
Yeah.
Hi, this is the news.
Over and over and over again. Yeah. Hey, Devin, is this the news? Afterwards.
What's your name?
Are you the news?
Hi, this is the news.
Stop, man, stop. I've never even heard that before. I don't even know where that's from. Stop, man. Stop.
Show getting off to a rousing start.
Stop.
Honestly, I'm thinking about this open and how many times I told a host, yo, you got to start with your take right away. We're 3.5 minutes in just making fun of Devin, who hasn't even done anything wrong.
Yes.
Don't set up the entire show.
Doing us a favor. Yeah. We're already mocking her.
Hi, this is the news.
Okay. All right. On to the birds.
Yes. Serious stuff.
Yeah. So
I don't care.
I was thinking about our show yesterday and our sort of brief talk about Jalen. We didn't talk about Jalen very much yesterday. Mm-hmm. I thought we talked about the game as a whole, but I was thinking about the time when I was talking to you and saying, like, look, this is kind of what he is, and I'm okay with it. I don't think he's an elite quarterback. I don't think he's a top five quarterback. I think you could look at the quarterbacks from like 9 to 15 and order them any way that you want to, depending on the week. I would have him closer to 15 for me, but I understand some people that have him closer to 10. I get all of that. But I think in a perfect world, he can be the quarterback that is there when you win a Super Bowl. But what keeps getting into my brain when I'm thinking about Sunday's game is the first half. Like, we have two real halves of football. There's Jalen up until the final drive of the first half. There's that Jalen. And then there's the Jalen afterwards. And what keeps poking into my head, which makes me apprehensive about the future, is the first half one. Because we saw him clean it up for a few games, but then the last couple of games, like, there it is again. There it is again. And, like, I think a meltdown like that first half, loses you a playoff game, derails a Super Bowl run. And I just see it too often. So when I think, could you win a Super Bowl with him? I think of a lot of quarterbacks that you could win a Super Bowl with. You could win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy. You could win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. There are a lot of quarterbacks that you could put in that category that you could win it with.
It's important to point out the air quotes.
The air quotes. Yes. Yes. I'm trying to do it with my voice,
yes,
too.
Yes, I see you, yes, but I hear you. The air quotes behind all of those.
You could.
Yes, you could.
But when you're trying to win a Super Bowl, there always ends up being this one playoff game where the quarterback has to put you on his back, where he has to go win the game for you. And when you're in the position like Jalen, when you're throwing 20 times a game, you certainly can't lose the game for me. You certainly can't lose the game for me. And there are too many instances, even in this whittled down role where he's only throwing 20 times a game, where I think that you can have turnover worthy plays. You like those sorts of things, they stick in my mind. So I've accepted that he's not elite. I've accepted that he's not top five. I've accepted that it could happen if you squint. But overall, I'm just not super confident that he is a guy that is going to put you on his back. And I'm not super confident that he's not going to have one of those quarters or one of those halves that is going to derail a Super Bowl run.
So let me say this.
Yes.
I don't think you're alone. I think that's that thought process right there probably prevents a lot of people from buying all the way in. It's either that thought process or some that believe Nick Sirianni will be sort of the reason why
They
ultimately don't win. Either way, you're talking about the two biggest principles and impactful people as it pertains to the team's success or failures. They're going to have more of an impact on it than anyone else. I'll say this with Jalen. I was not happy with the first half. I'm not sugarcoating that. I'm also not going to go overboard and talk about him being terrible or anything of that nature. But I don't need that to rear its head in a pivotal game. Like, that's the stuff for four or five games, he seemingly had gotten that out of his system. For whatever reason, Sunday, he got it corrected in the second half. But that first half, that was not, for whatever reason, and I guess people can dive into the replays, or were guys open? Should he have done this? Nah, forget about all that. Bottom line is, I saw stuff that I saw early in the season, holding on to the ball too long. I thought the play that Dallas got in the end zone, there's a second or two sooner that ball could be released and on a frozen rope, and that's a touchdown. I've seen quarterbacks make that throw on a frozen rope, and it's a touchdown, right? It turns into an interception, takes points off the board because you didn't necessarily know exactly where you wanted to go and being decisive about it right then and there. I want to hear about Trayvon Diggs baiting you and all that other nonsense. I don't care about all that. No, that was a wide open play, a great play design, but the timing was off on it. And then the forced fumble where Micah came free it was an ET game. I think it was an ET game where he comes around free and nobody blocks him and he gets to Jalen. Even with that play, there's enough time to get the ball out of your hands quicker than we did, and it led to a fumble, which led to points. I say all of that to say I'm not ignoring what happened in the first half. I'm not going to say it's nothing. I'm not going to make a bunch of excuses about it. He overcame it. He picked up his play. But I'll say this. The fact that he did rebound from it and the team didn't crater from it gives me hope and positive sort of vibes that the one thing I'll say about Jalen, I never have this feeling of the moment is too big for him.
That's fair.
I never have that feeling. He almost plays to the moment. So that part sort of gives me confidence. Now, we got two Tampa Bay playoff games that says he doesn't play to the moment. So I understand the argument against it. I totally understand the argument against it. But I also feel like there's been matchups against Josh Allen, against Patrick Mahomes, couple times, even in the Super Bowl, that I thought Jalen felt like he needed to play at a certain level to prove or validate his standing in the league, and he's risen his game to that level. I still believe. I still look at this team. I look at him, and I say, there's enough there there is enough there for me to buy into versus be skeptical of.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
I was trying to think of the way to phrase this question. And here's the way that I phrased it. And I think about that game and I think about the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. And here it is. And 215-592-9494. Is it more likely that Jalen is the reason they don't win the Super Bowl or that he is the reason that they do? Is the thing that sticks out to you about Jalen the first half of play, or is it the second half of play? And for me, I think it's more likely that he's the reason they don't win the Super Bowl than he is the reason that they do. And when I think about that game on Sunday, the thing that sticks out to me, and it's only because I've seen it. Now, in fairness, we've seen the second half a lot too.
Sure.
So I want to be fair.
Sure.
But the thing that sticks in my head is the first half of the game. That's what sticks in my head. Jack, where are you with this? More likely that he's the reason that they win the Super Bowl or the reason that they don't?
I mean, I've actually moved past the Sirianni thing. He could make a decision, but it is what it is. Like, Jalen's the one that's out there playing. And I just got into a point where, mostly like you, you know, he's Brock Purdy. He's Jared Goff. You know, he's one of those kind of quarterbacks. He's not in the Allen. He's not in the Herbert. He's not in the Mahomes.
Burrow.
Like, he's just Burrow. He's,
yeah.
I don't care that he, Burrow, whatever. Like, his job is just beyond easy. And I think he can, excuse me? Yes. I think he can, he can get there.
His job is easy.
I have never seen a quarterback that has an easier job than Jalen.
My God.
He hands the ball off. He throws to two elite receivers. He has the best offensive line in football. I mean, I don't know what else. It's the definition of easy. I mean, he can get there. I have questions if he can put them over the top.
Yeah.
They can
yeah.
get there. He's right there with Goff. He's right there with Purdy.
Right.
We can't say that they're miles ahead of him. They're not. They're all the same quarterback.
But miles ahead of him.
That's what I'm saying. They're not miles ahead of him.
Right.
But I don't even know if they're ahead of him.
Well, they shouldn't be, but they're all the same quarterback.
I mean, can you really say Jared Goff is ahead of Miles? I mean, is ahead of Jalen Hurts?
Before Sunday. You could have made the case.
Before Sunday.
Well,
because
he had five interceptions.
Happened.
I can't make that case today. Well, he had five interceptions on Sunday. He was an MVP candidate before that.
Point being, that Sean McVay thought Jared Goff wasn't good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
So this is the point. The point I would say is
Brock Purdy.
And Brock Purdy was one of the reasons they didn't win the
yes.
Super Bowl is
yep.
how he played in the Super
yep.
Bowl. So I think it puts you in a bucket with a lot of other teams, and it makes it hard for you to be the team. If you don't have the faith in the quarterback that he can go get that for you, it makes it harder to think of the team as the team.
But let me ask this before we get to the phones. I know we're going to the phones.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would ask this, not even necessarily to you. You don't have to answer right now. We got far, but I would ask people who believe that Jalen would be that. I'm trying to figure out. Jalen played in the Super Bowl. Jared Goff played in the Super Bowl. Brock Purdy played in the Super Bowl. Who had the better Super Bowl of the three?
Jalen.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to me then.
But they've all potentially built the same team. I mean, they're all the same team.
Hold on.
They have liabilities at quarterback.
When Jared Goff was in the Super Bowl, we barely knew he was in the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was
they
a
lost
joke.
Like 13-3, didn't they? 13-6 or
yes.
something. Brock Purdy, yeah, you took Patrick Mahomes to overtime. I get it. But then your coach kind of clammed up because the confidence he doesn't have in you.
Right. But
Jalen in the Super Bowl?
But they're all the same guy. That's
Take
the
that
point.
Take that fumble away, and then we got a perfect Super Bowl.
And but by
was
the
that
way,
fumble his fault.
By the way, take
yes,
that fumble.
Actually, it's the only thing that was his fault. Yep.
And by the way, you say take that fumble away, but yeah. when we look at him, mm-hmm. that's one of the things.
The turnovers.
The turnovers is one of the, and the fumble specifically, in addition to the interceptions, because if you're gonna be a guy that holds the ball a little bit, you're gonna be a guy that runs.
I can't deny my fear of the turnover.
Right.
I mean the last 12 games It's just way too many turnovers for me not to. I understand he went through a stretch where he didn't turn the ball over, but that's the one thing I will say does sort of stick in the back of your brain is that the turnovers.
So 215-592-9494, is it more likely that Jalen is the reason they win the Super Bowl or the reason that they don't? And what sticks out to you more on Sunday, the first half or the second half? Anthony in Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Spike, how you doing? Holla at your boy, man. How you doing?
What's up, Ant?
Hey, Ike, I agree with everything that you said. Jalen is the reason that we gonna win the Super Bowl versus that we not. Look at the Super Bowl that he was in. He played a hell of a game, even with the fumble. If our defense don't give up the two simple motion, you go in, you go out routes, what are we talking about? We winning our Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. If we have the defense that we have now, you feel me? That's much different. That's much better. So now you say, Jalen, against Tampa, the second time, I don't believe he had AJ or Devontae.
Well, he had Devontae.
He didn't have AJ.
He didn't have AJ. Which matters. It matters. That matters.
Both games he didn't have AJ.
Yes.
Both games he did not have AJ. And also, Spike, you said about the turnovers this game. I understand it was turnovers this game. But he turned it around the second half.
He did.
He noticed what he was doing was killing us. As you see, he got two hands on the ball. He moved past the defender, and he ran up in the pocket and made a play. Versus Tampa, he dodged the defender, and he just stayed still in the pocket like the defender was gone.
And it was great.
More awareness.
But, Anthony, yeah. here's the two questions I have. The one thing is, he has a first half like that in a playoff game, you're kissing the playoff game goodbye. And I give him credit for how he played in the second half. But my question to you is, because you bring up 2022, do you feel today as optimistic about him as you did in 2022?
No, you're right. No.
Right? So I understand that. That
2022,
game,
we didn't have as much information.
Yes.
On him, yeah.
And nobody did. And
right.
And he played great in that game. He absolutely did. I give him credit for it. But at a certain point, you have to weigh it with all the other things that you've seen. And that counts. That game counts. Absolutely counts. But so does everything else.
Right.
You know, so I don't blame you for looking at that game and saying, look, he is capable of playing great in that game. But Nick Foles can prove to you, any quarterback can be capable. Not any quarterback.
I know what you're saying.
A lot of quarterbacks can be capable of being great one day.
One day, yeah.
Jalen had an exceptional 2022 season. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Nick Foles because you brought him up. Nick Foles, he came in a few games for us and did what he did.
Well, but he had an exceptional season too.
Playing at a high level.
But Ant,
the whole season at a high level?
Not that season.
Carson Wentz did.
Well, but Foles did
he
too.
Was before he got hurt.
Foles did too. Foles had a great season for us too. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame for it. You know, so it's not the same season.
About the 27-2 season.
Yeah. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't every single game. He had like 12 really good games.
Yeah, 12 or 13, yeah.
Yeah, so I appreciate the call, Ant.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call.
Well,
yeah.
And we'll take no slander on Nikki Sixx.
No.
Except when making a point.
Yes.
Well,
wow. You still hate Nick Foles.
Not dangin' slander.
I don't hate Nick Foles anymore. I've gotten over Foles.
Ike has recovered from the Wentz-Foles thing. You have not. I don't think in your heart.
I was a Foles guy before Wentz.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, yes. Ike was in a conundrum in the offseason of 2018.
Yes.
Yes.
You want to talk about a tight Ike? That was tough.
Now you're right. It was. Now you're right.
Yeah. It was great for sports radio, bad for everyone personally, I think, that whole thing.
Yes, for sure. Yep, no doubt.
Little did you know that winning the Super Bowl was going to cause...
to be so difficult, yes.
3 years of chaos.
And only in this city.
Truthfully, we could come in here tomorrow and open up the show with, should they have kept Foles? And we could do that whole show again. We could do the whole show again.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Al. Now, it says Al in Uptown Philly. What is Uptown Philly? Yeah, I've never heard Uptown.
Where's that at?
I just explained this to Jody Mack last night. Uptown is anything past Broad and Alley.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, West Oak Lane, Mount Airy, all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say Mount Airy. I don't think I've heard Uptown before, but.
Well, it's a new school thing. You don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I'm old. Yes, sir.
So, you guys are absolutely ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Okay.
All the Jalen slander, and listen, I'm not a Jalen apologist. The guy needs to clean up the turnovers. But to sit there and act like Brock Purdy or Jared Goff, who didn't even know that the sun rises from the east, is even on the same pantheon as Jalen, is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, sure he is. Like, Brock Purdy had a season where not only did he take the team to the Super Bowl, he was the number one rated passer in the NFL. Jalen Hurts is never going to be the number one rated passer in the NFL. So
I think they're the same bucket.
But I'm not saying I'm not saying one's better than the other one. They have different skill sets. But to say that Jalen is not in the same category as Brock Purdy, I think is crazy.
He's not, because
they've had the same success.
No, they haven't. Because you cannot, if you take half of the weapons away from Brock Purdy, he couldn't put the team on his back.
Well, okay.
So what would happen with this quarterback?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's your show, so you're going to get a chance to talk.
Okay.
Jalen.
That was Jack.
Has the ability to run off with the ball and make plays.
Okay.
Brock Purdy does not do that.
Okay, you're
He's
right.
A pocket passer.
Yes.
He's a pocket passer. That's all he does.
Okay, same so when you look, ball. When you look out, and we'll go back and forth. I promise. When you look at the history of winning Super Bowls, what is more effective, being a great pocket passer or having the ability to take off?
It depends on what you look at, because in the day, Steve Young was one of the better quarterbacks to ever play football. He could do both. Dan Marino, before he tore his leg up, he could do both.
Yes,
greatest quarterback ever.
All the Super Bowls he won.
Yeah, but Jalen can't do both. Jalen's not picking you apart from the pocket.
Why can't he? I've seen him have 300-yard passing games. And 3 touchdowns and 2 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, at the breaking
he
news sign.
Dude, I saw Willie Burton score 50 points once. Like, just so did Dana Barros.
I remember the both anomaly. Throws.
Yeah, yeah.
Both those players.
That's more of an anomaly, though. You're saying it as if Jalen could never sit in the pocket and pick you apart. I've seen him do that in both Washington games last year. Like what are we talking about?
So
in the
Al,
Super Bowl, he threw for 300 yards.
Here's what we're talking about. The organization looked at this team this year at the bye week, and they said our best way to win is to not have him pass the ball. So if he was capable of picking a team apart from the pocket, and you have AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, a great offensive line, and Saquon Barkley, why are they just not doing that?
Because it's called spreading it out amongst the team.
Boo.
He doesn't have to be Superman. You literally have a super team around him. It protects him and it creates longevity for the team to be able to be more healthy at the end of the year.
By running the running back into the ground?
I'm sorry. Does Jalen not run the ball too?
No. You said what they're doing is keeping health for the team. Saquon Barkley's on pace to touch the ball 400 times if they're in the playoffs this year. That's keeping him healthy.
How many times did he touch the ball in the Dallas game?
He had
17 carries in the Cleveland game.
Okay, like, but he's averaging almost 20. He's averaging 22 a game. Like you can, and he had 30 the other against Cincinnati or Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Okay, so what I'm basically saying is to sit here and say that he cannot be a pocket passer is absolutely absurd. He can pass from the pocket. It's borderline just a heinous thing to say.
No,
well, it's not a heinous thing to say.
He's done it more than once.
But that.
We know, okay, here's the thing, Al. You know, I'm more pro Jalen than I'm not. But when you're saying pocket passer and he's done it more than once, we're talking about guys who rely on being in the pocket, going through progressions, going through their reads and making deliveries, making throws from that standpoint. We can admit that at times, especially early in the season, Jalen was leaving the pocket too early. And he may be better getting out on the perimeter and throwing the ball that way. I mean, it's okay to admit that. No one would classify Jalen Hurts as a pocket passer. Did we lose Al's
gone. Yeah.
Right?
Gone.
Nobody would classify. Yeah, it's okay.
It's fine. If you're gonna look at him and Brock Purdy, clearly Purdy's better at that stuff, and
yeah.
Jalen's better at he's better at running, he's better at playmaking on his feet, all those things.
By the way, Brock Purdy is averaging 270-plus yards passing per game, which is second most in the league.
Right. He's a pretty good passer.
I mean, he's a thrower of the football.
He was the number one ranked passer in the league last year. And I'm willing to say that he gives you about the same chance as Jalen. I'd put them in the same bucket. I'd rather have Purdy, but I would put them in the same bucket. I don't think it's insulting to say that he's in the same bucket as Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's a good quarterback.
No, it's a compliment to where Purdy has sort of put himself.
Sure.
Because he's talking about Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft. The one thing I would give Jalen the advantage over is that if a play isn't there, Jalen has the ability to make something happen. Whereas the play breaks down for Brock Purdy, it's pretty much over.
It's over. 100%. 100%. And that's in his favor. That's in his favor. Absolutely. All right. We got a lot coming up. So Elliot joins us at 3 for Tuesdays with Elliot. And we have some great stuff to play Elliot. And Elliot's got a take that, you know, sometimes I fight with Elliot and sometimes Ike fights with Elliot. I can sniff this one with Ike. That's all I'm saying, is that I can sniff today as an Ike day. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.